Hello, I'm Jerry Smith with the BBC News. French transport officials are investigating a piece of aircraft wreckage washed up on the Indian Ocean island of Réunion to see if it comes from a missing Malaysian airliner. US sources say investigators who've seen photographs have a high degree of confidence the debris is a wing component from a Boeing 777, the same model as the missing plane. Tom Bateman reports from Washington.
The debris was discovered by people cleaning up a beach on Réunion, and according to one witness, it appeared to have been in the water a long time. An image which has emerged online shows the wreckage covered in shells. French air transport officials are trying to establish where the debris came from, while air safety officials here in the US believe it to be a component from the trailing edge of a wing from a Boeing 777. 239 people were on board the flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. The Malaysian government says a team has been sent to Réunion to examine the wreckage.
Russia has used its veto at the United Nations to block the setting up of an international tribunal to prosecute those who shot down a Malaysian airliner over eastern Ukraine a year ago. The Security Council was considering a draft resolution from Malaysia, the Netherlands, Australia, Belgium and Ukraine. Russia's ambassador to the UN, Vitaly Churkin, said the aims of the resolution supporters were purely political.
The draft that was put to vote today lacked any legal grounds and precedent. The authors of the draft refused to act in the spirit of cooperation and put it to vote knowing beforehand that that would not lead to a positive result. This, in our opinion, means that for them, political and propaganda aims were more important than practical ones.
The Afghan presidency has declared that the Taliban leader Mullah Omar is dead. It said there was credible information indicating that Mullah Omar died 2 years ago in Pakistan. The Afghan government said prospects for peace talks with the Taliban were now better than ever. A White House spokesman, Eric Schultz, urged the militants to take up the offer of peace talks starting in a few days' time.
We do believe the Taliban has an opportunity to make genuine peace with the Afghan government and rebuild their lives in peace in Afghanistan. They can accept the government of Afghanistan's invitation to join a peace process and ultimately become part of a legitimate political system in Afghanistan, or they can choose to continue fighting Afghans and destabilizing their own country.
Neither the Taliban nor Pakistan have commented. Prosecutors in the United States have announced a murder charge against a University of Cincinnati policeman who shot dead an unarmed black man earlier this month. Samuel DuBose was shot in the head after being stopped because his car license plate was missing. World News from the BBC. The Indian president has rejected a last-minute appeal for clemency by Yaqub Memon, who was sentenced to death for his role in a series of bomb attacks in Mumbai in 1993. Mr. Memon is due to be executed in the next few hours. The attacks killed 257 people. The French government says the operator of the Channel Tunnel has agreed to important investments to improve security at its terminal in Calais. Hundreds of migrants have been attempting to reach Britain, disrupting train services. France has deployed an extra 120 riot police to Calais. Scientists say they've spotted an aurora similar to the northern and southern lights outside of the solar system for the first time. An international research team detected the spectacular light show in the Lyra constellation, about 18 light years away. Our science correspondent Rebecca Morell has more.
A shimmering aurora is one of the Earth's most dazzling displays. And in fact, this luminous glow can appear around all the planets in our solar system. But now a light show's been spotted deeper in space, around a brown dwarf, an object too small to become a star but too big to be a planet. It looks similar to the northern lights, but it's more red than green and up to a million times brighter. The discovery has puzzled scientists.
A new report says valuable ancient forests in Cambodia are being lost at an unprecedented rate. The campaign group Forest Trends says large corporations are using legitimate development permits to clear land illegally. The researchers say trees are being cleared to create rubber plantations, which in many cases never materialise. And briefly, the Argentine football legend Diego Maradona has accused his ex-wife of stealing nearly $9 million from his bank accounts. Maradona said on a live television programme that his childhood sweetheart was a thief. BBC News.
And 多内容请关注可可英语 coconut.com。